Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm going to be your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers, and joining me to talk about some NCAA college football team preview, the Clemson Tigers to be exact, is my man, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, how you doing today, Logan? I hope everything is going very well for you this week.
Yes, sir. We're always a pleasure to have you on talking some football. It is right around the corner, right near Labor Day, and we are getting you geared up for the 2023-24 NCAA season. But before we get started, if you enjoy the video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Tons of team previews, player interview, coach interviews, you name it, we have it on the channel here. Of course, check us out on Facebook as well as on YouTube at 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. So we're going to break this down. I'm going to be handling the offense for Clemson, and Mr. Turner will be handling the defensive side of the ball. So without further ado, let's get into it. The Clemson Tigers coming into this 2023 season. Now, as we know, last year, very impressive all in all, won the Subway ACC championship game against the North Carolina Tar Heels, blew them out 39-10, overall finished the year with a 10-2 record. But looking at this upcoming season, Clemson, of course, like a lot of these teams, is not without a pretty big change. No longer is their quarterback DJ Uiagalelei going to be under center for them this year. Instead, they're going to be rolling with Cade Klubnik. Now, Cade had a very good year last year in limited action. All in all, for him, he did really well. Like I said, 61 of 100 in his attempts, 697 yards, only three interceptions, two touchdowns. But I do expect him to do better with more snaps under his belt. Like I said, he did well all in all. But I think we all know who the real man in town is. We're going to go a little bit further here. We're going to go in the back end of things. We're going to roll with Will Shipley Jr., a man who was named not to one, not to two, but to three all ACC positions, as of course, as a running back in the first team, as an AP, and as of course, as a specialist on it out there doing his thing in the return game and whatnot. And he is just, wow, he is a can't miss prospect, I feel. And someone who needs a lot more love going into his junior year. But my gosh, he was impressive last year, Mr. Turner. 210 carries, led the team with that. 1,182 yards, a solid 5.6 average, and got in the end zone, hit pay dirt 15 times. So a tremendous player. Hopefully he can rebound and have an even better season this year. But of course, behind him, his backup is going to be Phil Maffa, who also had a really solid year last year, 98 carries for 515 yards, also scored four times. So that is going to be one of the most lethal running back duos, not just in the ACC, I feel, but in just college football as a whole. Now let's keep rolling here. Let's look at this team in terms of their wide receiving position. We know last year it did have a few holes. It could potentially be improved. But looking at this team here, you have guys like Adam Randall. You guys like Bo Collins, Antonio Williams doing their thing. Of course, we know the big tight end, Jake Bringstuhl, the junior, coming into this year. So, like I said, brand new quarterback. I feel like usually with quarterbacks, their first year, it usually takes a handful of weeks for them to get acclimated with their guys fully under center. But I think this Clemson team, of course, as we all know, led by Dabo Swinney, can get accustomed to that real quick. So Antonio Williams is, like I said, last year led the team, 56 catches, 604 yards for him, and got four touchdowns. So I think that he's going to have another really good season. You got some other guys who are hoping to step up, like Troy Stellato, Cole Turner, and Brandon Spector. Like I said, overall, I think this team is going to be more run heavy with a tremendous talent like Will Shipley. But it would not surprise me one bit if later in the season, once Cade gets more comfortable under center, if this team, I wouldn't say shies away, but becomes more involved in the passing game as opposed to earlier on in the season. Now, looking at their big guys up front, once again, a very impressive group nonetheless. We have some guys, of course, like Marcus Tate, Walker Parks, and Will Putnam. All are some of the best players in the ACC up front, getting it done in the trenches. And then we have some young guys, Blake Miller and Tristan Lee, who are hoping to break out this year and kind of go into that next level when it comes to great offensive linemen, offensive tackles at the University of Clemson. So overall, I'm expecting this team who last year, their offense was tremendous. Like I said, 410 yards per game, 33 points per game as well, did really good on third downs, and they were just absolutely rock solid at running that ball. As long as they can limit turnovers that they had last year, just really just play a little bit more cleaner and have a bigger passing game. They didn't really have a whole lot of times where they tossed the ball super far, mostly just kind of short, dinky passes. I think if they can maybe take some more chances on offense at the quarterback position this year and just stay steady with that running game along with those monsters up front, I feel like this Clemson Tigers offense is going to continue to put on a show much like they did last year. Mr. Turner, let's flip it over to you. How is the Clemson defense going to stack up this upcoming season, sir?
When you talk about the Clemson defense, you're talking about a defense that's got a great past history. You look at all the great players from Terry Kinnard, 1982, Jim Stuckey, 1979, Jeff Davis, 1981, Wim, the Refrigerator Perry, 1984, his baby brother Michael Dean Perry, 1986, Donnell Wolford, Laverne Kirkland, Anthony Simmons, Keith Adams, Ed McDonald. Whoa, was he an outstanding linebacker? Then you talk about Brian Dawkins. We all know about him. Elected to the Hall of Fame. Played with the Philadelphia Eagles. Then Chester McLaughlin, Jeff Bryan. Then Dexter Davis, James Trapp. Well, you know what? This Cleveland Tigers defense is going to be on that same level. They get 8 starters returning. But what I like about their defense, it all starts with your defensive line. They got one of the best tackles in the country. I'm surprised he's still playing for Clemson, because last year he could have easily went into the NFL draft and became a top 10 pick, Tyler Davis. Remember this about this young man. He could be the first player in Clemson football history to be named all ACC 4 years straight first team. Then you got Xavier Thomas. I know this young man was a 5-star recruit 6 years ago. He's fought injuries, but he still got talent. He got 14-point career 5 sacks on the year. But they strengthen their defense at the linebacker position. These two young men that I'm going to bring up, they're going to be in the NFL. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Can you remember his dad's name? Jeremiah Trotter Sr., who played with the Philadelphia Eagles. Last year, Mr. Trotter had 89 tackles, 13.5 tackles for losses. Then they got Barrett Carter, young man locally out of Gwinnett County. Where you up there? He had 10.5 tackles for loss last year. Then you're looking at the secondary. Remember, if you want to talk about a breakout player this year, Nate Wiggins. I saw this young man play at high school. I live in Douglasville, Georgia. Logan know where I'm at, which is 30 miles from downtown West Atlanta. This kid played for Westlake High School. He was a wide receiver and cornerback. Last year, he struggled a little bit, but at the end of the year, he came on strong. Nate Wiggins is going to be the next big corner coming out of Clemson. And I predict this year, he's going to be a first-team All-ACC player and then probably going to make some All-American teams. Then when you're looking overall, this is a Clemson team that's got speed. They're athletic, and I expect that they're going to improve on their national ranking. When they give up 20 points a game, that's going to improve a little bit more. And then their national ranking, when they were 27, I expect they're going to be a top 10 defense. I like the Clemson Tigers from a defensive standpoint. They got players on all sides of the ball.
Yes, sir, and we will see how Clemson can stack up this year. We all know they've been just the pinnacle of success when it comes to ACC football here in the last handful of years, and it's interesting to see what this team can do. Also, another note about Cade Klubnik last year. Did really well, Vincent, and we always like to look at this stat. When the lights are the brightest, how are you going to perform? Well, in the ACC championship game, he did a great job, 20 of 24. That's called efficiency. 297 yards, kept it really clean in the pocket. Of course, we know they got that win in that one. The Orange Bowl, not as strong of a showing, I would say, but he was able to toss the ball a lot. 30 of 54 for 320 yards in total, and was picked off twice. We all know by that Tennessee Volunteers defense. Our guy Jeremiah Long was, I know, very happy to see that performance. But I think with another year under center, with a full year under center, I think Cade Klubnik will definitely take that next step as a great quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. Mr. Turner, your final thoughts on this team heading into the year?
This is a defense that returns 8 starters. They got a lot of people that's played a lot of football. They got one of the best defensive tackles in the country, Tyler Davis. As I just mentioned, he could become the first Clemson player on the defensive side in Clemson football history to be first team all ACC. And that's what you call a high achievement. Clemson has always had great defensive players, and it's going to make no bounds. This Clemson defense is going to be, I predict, in the top 10. I would like to say one more thing before I get off here today.
Yes, sir.
I have a young friend who has an outstanding YouTube page, Fantasy Football GOAT Strategies. This young man has really been supportive of 100 Yards Football. He's supported us from day one. I want to give him a shout out because he's been awarded NFL merchandise on his YouTube page. His YouTube page, again, is Fantasy Football GOAT Strategies. Congratulations to my man. He's from the state of Alabama. He's a Roll Tide fan, Mr. Dub FFG. His real name is Stephen Killebrew Turner. God bless. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like I said, Mr. Turner said, go check him out for some amazing fantasy football strategy videos and whatnot. But hey, if you've enjoyed our video today, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live every single week with tremendous player profiles, coach interviews, and so much more. We have thousands upon thousands of episodes on both our Facebook and YouTube channel. Once again, please go like, comment, share, and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our show. Mr. Turner, as always, a pleasure having you on today, sir. Breaking down the 2022 ACC champs coming into 2023, hoping to get it back one more time, get back in college football playoffs, the Clemson Tigers. I've been your host and producer today, Logan Landers. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you then.